Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, is this Jenny?
It is.
John Ondrasik.
What a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. I was just speaking with my cohort, Blake, who interviewed you a few years ago, and we were talking about your most famous song and all the things it could be used for.
Well, you know, the nice thing about 100 years is some company somewhere is turning 100 years all the time. So there's always somebody that's, you know, some event or some city or...
that uses it.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of funny, but...
Right.
I mean, we try to be careful with it because because the song has, you know, that kind of sentiment with so many people. We don't want it just to be this kind of over-monetized commercial. But we use it more for, like, special event, like charities or, you know, if a city turns 100 or, you know, an organization, you know, maybe we'll do a, you know, little, you know, kind of gratis license for them to celebrate their 100th anniversary. And, you know, that's a big deal, right?
Yes. And how are we so fortunate to get you to perform to benefit My Possibilities at the Winspear Opera House April 7th?
Well, you know, I got a call, and as you mentioned, my manager told me about My Possibilities and the great work they do, and that they've been doing this special evening over the years with various musical artists, and they asked me if I'd be willing to do it this year, and I was certainly jumped at the chance. The more I kind of learn about the program and what they do for adults with disabilities, you know, we actually have a family business, you know, and we have employees and we work with folks and throughout my years, especially dealing with autism. You know, Superman was a song that really found its way in the autism community, and we worked with Autism Speak for many years. And so I've had some kind of personal experience in this world. And, you know, you really don't think about finding jobs for adults, you know, with disabilities, and the work they do is fantastic. So we're excited to come and help raise some money and contribute to the awareness and the cause.
That is fantastic. And have you ever performed at the Winspear Opera House in your travels through Texas?
I have not. So we're very excited, and we're bringing the Five for Fighting band, and, you know, it'll certainly be a rock show, but, you know, there's always intimate moments too, especially in events like this. I spend a lot of time in your neck of the woods. My sister lives in Longview, so I'm always flying through DFW. And I'm in Dallas 7-8 times a year and really love the city and the community. And no surprise that you guys are doing stuff like this.
Is your philanthropic work, and you do a lot of it, just a natural progression of your art, your music?
Well, I think it's two things. I think, you know, whenever you're blessed enough to kind of realize your life's passion and have a career writing songs and making music, you certainly want to give back. But very early on in my career, I kind of saw how music mattered. You know, when Superman came out, I mentioned it was embraced by the autism community, and I started working with autistic kids who, frankly, could not have any conversation with you, but they could sing Superman verbatim to your face. And it really struck me of how music can be so important in so many aspects of health and wellness and awareness. And when the first Gulf War happened, I started getting emails from our troops about how they would use music in their kind of day-to-day experience. And they would use music in so many different ways, you know, to kind of escape from the reality, to focus themselves on a mission, to connect with home. And so I started doing work with the USO, and to this date, do a lot of work with Gary Sinise for our troops and his Lieutenant Dan band. And just over the years, I've kind of just seen how music matters. And the least we can do as songwriters is try to give back in all these ways. And it's been a true blessing. You know, I meet so many amazing people and that do amazing things and overcome great challenges. And it's been one of the true blessings of my career.
And your music is played on contemporary Christian stations as well. How did that happen?
Yeah, it just did. You know, the interesting thing about songs and music is you just kind of write your songs, you put them out in the universe, and they just kind of find their way. And they find themselves on all different formats, and it's kind of great that they found their way to the contemporary Christian market. I think the songs kind of have, they're not literally, you know, kind of written for Christian audience, but I think they have the same values. because that's kind of what I have. And I think it makes sense to kind of fit into that niche.
We hear your music in movies and on TV shows, whether we know it's yours or not. Is that typically from your catalog or written directly for those shows?
It's both. You know, sometimes they just want to license an existing song for a scene. And we've been very fortunate to have that. And last year, I did 5 songs for a show called Code Black, which was a CBS kind of emergency room show where those songs were specific for the piece. I love writing original songs for film and television. It's kind of a fun little homework project, and it's different than trying to write, you know, a 5 for 5 record, or you don't necessarily have to try to write a hit song. You try to write the best song for the scene, and so that can be a lot of fun too. So. I'm dabbling in that. I'm dabbling in musical theater, all sorts of different, you know, television production projects. So, you know, I've tried to spread the wings a little bit, and at this point in my career, I think it makes sense to do that. As you know, the music business has changed so much, Jenny, in the last, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. We're all trying to figure it out.
Singles to download versus albums.
Which kind of breaks my heart, because I'm the guy who grew up on the album, and I'm the guy who's like, you know, it's the tracks that aren't on the radio that to me can be some of the most poignant. And there's always that experience of, you know, putting a record on and getting in your car and driving for an hour and listening to the whole artist expression. But, you know, times change, and, you know, we curmudgeon old guys love it the way we used to have it, and the kids do it their way. But, you know, for me, for better or worse, I'm going to make records till I'm done and make albums. And for those folks who like listening to 11 songs and kind of have that journey, that's kind of where I came from, and I think that's what I'll stick with.
Well, those of us in your generation appreciate that. And speaking of that, tell us some of your favorite lesser-known songs that we should go download right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Well, there's a song called Freedom Never Cries that's kind of been embraced by the troops. It kind of talks about freedom, and freedom's not free. And there's another song called Two Lights that, again, kind of speaks to the sacrifice of our military families that I think has kind of resonated within not just the military community, but outside. And we talked about the kind of Christian songs. There's a song called If God Made You, which I always sing at every concert solo, because it's an important song to me. So those are a few of the ones that are a little more behind the curtain that besides the 100 years and Supermans of the world.
All right. Sounds good. And your whole band will be here April 7th, you said?
It's awesome. I'm bringing my band. I got some of these, you know, I've been so lucky to play with these incredible players throughout my career. So we got the band coming, and they're excited. I'm excited. Probably bring my daughter, you know, she loves to come to these, and I'm sure we'll have some Longview people joining us as well, it'll be a big kind of family evening for the Androsic family.
Oh, how fun. Well, my program director here at the radio station, a lifelong hockey fan from Pittsburgh, asked me to ask you, a lifelong Los Angeles Kings fan, your all-time favorite LA King.
Oh, my God. Well, we have to talk a little hockey for you Dallas Stars fans. This will, again, age me. My favorite Kings player is a guy named Dave Taylor. He played in the 70s and 80s, and he's not the most famous King, but he does have his number in the rafters. And he was a tough guy, and he would he could score, he could fight, he could pass, he could do everything. And he was my favorite player, of course. Having Wayne Gretzky come to Los Angeles was kind of amazing for our city, and to see the Kings win 2 Stanley Cups, you know, a few years ago was kind of a dream come true. But we're in last place now. We're kind of back to where we've been most of the Kings history, but those Stanley Cups you can never take away from us.
Oh, so true. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us. Can't wait till April 7th to see you live at the Windspear. Really looking forward to it.
Thank you, Jenny. It's my pleasure. And thank you, everybody. Please give everybody at the station my love and for the support over all these years. And we'll see everybody Sunday, April 7th at the Windspear, and it'll be a lot of fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.